Have you?
What's good, everybody? It's another episode of the Gray Area Podcast, and it's me, BM Breeze, along with two wonderful people.
It's your boy Damani. You know, we here, we live tonight, second episode, Gray Area. Let's get it, come on.
And Princess Giggles from the land of Giggly Goo.
As you can see.
Hi, everybody, I'm Shakoya D. Welcome back to the show. So this is a podcast called The Gray Area, where we talk about whatever we feel like it. We wanted to let everybody in on our thoughts, our conversations that we have daily. And so we'll be talking about music, life, love, whatever we feel like talking about. But before we jump into the topic, you guys can follow us on all social media platforms.
Slow it down.
You can follow us on all social media platforms. I am just me underscore Shakoya D. So JUSME underscore SHAKOYAHD. And
you can find me at BN Breeze, BN dot Breeze. That's B as in breaking, N as in news, dot BREEZE.
You can find me as Who is Damani. Who, you know how to spell who. Is D-A-M-A-N-I. Yeah.
All right, so now y'all know where to find us. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe at the end of this podcast or during it, whenever you feel like it. But let's jump into the topic. What we got?
We didn't even choose a topic.
Well, where y'all want to start? Because we got a whole list of topics.
You can start at the top. First topic of today is, drum roll please. Don't touch the tape.
I shouldn't have did that. Go ahead.
Dominance in relationships.
Gotcha.
Okay. No, I don't know where you said it. Dominance.
All right, so to start, it's funny because I feel like recently I've been seeing a lot of people talk about, like, being like, it was from the little meme. I don't know if y'all saw the like, I'm dominant guy or whatever. Just talking about, like, the dominant being, like, how males have are supposed to have a dominant role and women are supposed to have a submissive role. So I don't know if y'all actually saw that, but
yeah, I didn't. Didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it. It was, he an idiot. That's all I got. That's it. That's, yeah.
Elaborate.
Why he's an idiot? Sorry, I have an eyelash in my eye. But basically, he was talking about, well, what Damani said. He was talking about how there should be a dominant, submissive role. And one of the videos that I saw, he was asking, like, okay, I do this, this, and this. What do you bring to the table? And she like, well, I make sure you good. I cook, I clean, I have my own money. I pay, you know, part of bills, whatever. He was like, nah. I'm the man, whatever, whatever. And it's just like, you just sound dumb. Like, relationships is a partnership at the end of the day. So, like, she can contribute however she would like to. But also, like, don't act like, because he was just acting like women just cook and clean and that's it. And it's like, nah, one of the girls on there was like, I turn a house into a home, which is true. Like, you going to be in here by yourself, cold and lonely, until I get in here and I turn everything into a nice, warm, loving home. And he just sounded dumb. And he sounded like he actually never been with a woman before. And he just an idiot. That's it. That's it. That's all.
Period.
But do you feel like do you feel like there should be a dominant and a submissive role in a relationship, or do you feel like it's like it doesn't have to be? Like, do you think, is that something that is required in relationships for you, or?
I don't feel like it's required. I mean, like I said, it's a partnership, so it also depends on who you're dating or who you're married to. So, like, some people might feel comfortable where there's, like, a dominant role or submissive role. And it might be that the female is dominant and the husband is more submissive, or it might be the opposite. Or most times you switch off depending on, like, what
it's just situational.
Right.
Like, sometimes it's the woman's supposed to lead opposed to the man leading.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Say it from your chest, man. Go ahead.
This is my smooth, smooth, sensual. Okay. Talking about relationships. I know it's a lot of ladies out there that's listening, tuned in. I just want to let them know I'm here. Ah, dominance.
Smooth. Anyway. Smooth. That's hilarious. Nah, but yeah, like, I feel like in some areas, like, maybe one person is better in finances. So whether that's the female or the male, you let them lead in that area. Mm. And then somebody might be better at taking care of the house, whether it's the female or the male. Somebody might be better at cars, female or male. Like, you just know... Mm-hmm. When to take a step back and when to let your partner leave.
But it's some stuff that men are supposed to know how to do.
Like what?
Change your tire.
But a woman could know how to do that. And
yeah, but a man's supposed to know how to change
it. Like, tire. If I'm with you, you shouldn't be the one changing it. Like, that just looks crazy.
I mean, it might look crazy, but like, I mean, I don't know how to change tire, but that's not the point. I wish I knew how to change a tire just so that I had that knowledge, but like, why do you feel like these are things that a man has to know or is supposed to know? Like, what was the process to get to that thinking?
A good friend of mine said that.
Sorry, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I don't even know how this conversation came up. I think she posted something, or I don't know. She said, "Man's supposed to know how to change a tire." Like, I can't talk to somebody if you don't know how to change a tire. Like, it's just like little stuff like that. They should know how to pump gas. You pump your own gas if it's y'all too.
No, I taught him how to pump gas, because in Jersey, you don't pump gas. When we was at school, he was like, he didn't want me to pump my gas, so he was like, all right, just tell me what to do.
Exactly. I got it. Yeah, so. It's like simple stuff like that. But like, it's like just little stuff that you're supposed to know how to do.
What else you supposed to? What else do y'all feel like a man should know how to do?
I mean, I think it just depends. Like, I think it's like there's stuff that, again, a lot of like, again, I don't expect you to be changing the tire. I don't expect you to fix things around the house if I know how to fix stuff. Like, this is not how to. Like, if I know how to do it, if I'm capable of doing it. Like, you don't need to, that's not something you need to do. Or granted, it's like, if you want to be bought, or I was going to say buy the building, but, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, not necessarily buy the building, but, like, if that's something that you enjoy doing, then, like, it's fine if you do it with me, or if you do it, you can do it by yourself, but it's like, I'm not expecting you to come, like, if there's a leaky faucet, if I don't know how to do it,
I'm not expecting you to be like, all right, pass me the wrench.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not expecting you to get your tool belt and go to work. Like, it's like, I'll call. Like, if I don't know, I'll call somebody. Like, it's cool. All right. Like, if I really don't know how to do it, cool. Like, I'll just call somebody and get it done. Because it's like, as opposed to you trying to do it yourself, I come in the house and you underneath the sink, like, say, hey, yo, pass me the. Nah, don't pass me nothing.
I'm not passing you.
I'm not passing you. Like, what are you doing? Get from underneath it. Like, nah.
Just like when my car battery died, I looked it up on YouTube, and I was going to take my battery, like, take it out myself and take it down to AutoZone. Well, I was going to have him take me to AutoZone because I didn't have a car to drive.
She was about to carry a car battery.
I was going to do it. I looked it up on YouTube. I had all the tools. I knew it was going to be heavy, so I was just going to brace myself.
Nah.
It was heavier than I anticipated.
It's a lot heavier.
I bet.
I couldn't lift it at all. But he wouldn't let me take it out myself. I had told him my plan, and he looked at me like I was crazy. And yeah, that's pretty much what happened. It's
a great job.
So question. So for you, right? And I mean, still along the same lines, but like, so if a woman were to approach you, like, are you fine with her approaching you, like her shooting her shot with you first, or is it like, do you prefer to be the one? Because
women be like, it's easier for like or they say it's more attractive for a guy to approach them. It's a lot easier for a woman to approach a guy.
You don't got to approach them at that point. Yeah, it's one less work. Step.
And it's not like, dang, is it? Dang, what did she say? No. Hold on, when I was talking to y'all earlier, the game plan before the approach, and then you get to the approach, and it's like, dang, I forgot everything that I was going to say. How you doing? And then you got to keep it basic. You know? But it just depends. It don't bother me, though. It's like...
Right. It's funny, because the only reason I ask is because one of my coworkers, she was like, she doesn't like being chased. Like, she doesn't like the whole idea of, like, oh, let me chase you. Like, or you got to chase me to do it. It's like, nah, if I'm interested, I'm interested. It's like, but like most of the time, I'll shoot my shot before, like, before... If I'm shooting, you know I'm interested, like, at the very least. So I was just curious, because I know a lot of guys, like me, I'm fine with it, like... It doesn't necessarily bother me. I wouldn't want
to be proposed to.
Yeah, nah, that's
but
nah.
But you shooting?
Nah.
Why not?
That's no. No.
Get up.
You look foolish. That's crazy.
Really? Nah. You would tell her she looked foolish?
I'd probably get down there with you.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Let me tie your shoe.
That's exactly.
You,
like, oh, that's you clearly. What he said he would do. Clearly need you. You need to tie your shoe, clearly. Because that's why you got down
look
there.
At the stars.
And you wanted a hug. You didn't have to get down and give me a hug. I could give you a hug. You know what I'm saying? Have a huddle. You know that's
but
it.
Why is that so different? Explain it to me.
It's an unwritten rule.
It's just an unwritten rule.
Yeah, like skipping a stall in the bathroom. Like, it's just like you don't have to speak about it. You just kind of do it. Like, you're
all
right.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It just happens. I don't know. It's just like, nah, don't propose to me.
Yeah, like, nah.
Yeah.
So, would you say, so if this question is for both of you guys, I don't plan on proposing.
I know you don't. You better not.
If somebody was to propose to you, like, would you say no? Like, even if you had got down with them, was like, oh, you got to tie your shoe, whatever, and they was like, nah, will you marry me?
I'll probably get down and be like, we're not doing this.
Exactly, that's what I'm about to say.
We're not doing this. Or, like,
I'd be like, hey, yo, hey, okay.
I'm not going to, I'm not just going, like, if it's mad people around, I'm not just going to do something like, and like just to embarrass you or like just make you feel terrible, but I might lean in this is what we doing. I might tell a little joke, like, nah, we not doing this. You already know how I'm coming. Like, but yeah,
same.
You gotta smooth it. You gotta
get him with the embrace, and then be like,
embrace it, but it's like, listen, I love you, but.
It's not about to go down like this.
Yeah, okay, what if y'all break up because of that?
Then it wasn't meant to be.
I was going
to
say, you don't know. If you're going to propose, and it's the same way, it's like if somebody, I know some women that say, if you get the wrong ring, it's like, you don't even know me. You propose, you clearly don't know me, because you clearly must not know that this is not what I'm not rocking with this. This is not how this is going to work. So it's just like, it's one thing, it's like, all right, if you want to have a conversation about us getting married, because that's another thing I think for a lot of it, it's like, I'm going to take the initiative for us to get married. It's like, nah, let's have a conversation about it before you decide
I might not even be ready for marriage.
Right, I feel like that's weird, though, when people don't talk about it before the proposal. Because, I mean, I feel like guys do that, too. But I know that some people just kind of start to expect it. But it's like,
oh, nah, you got to talk to me. You got to use your words. You got to use your words.
All of them, please.
Yeah, every syllable. Enunciate, please. And thank you.
Your volume, sir.
I feel like they can hear me loud and clear. I'll put y'all listening ears on.
All right. Well, I want to see people propose. Well, I don't want to see anybody propose to you, but
You don't want to see nobody propose to me. Nobody's going to propose.
If it's like a punked episode,
I was about to say,
no,
after hearing this, if somebody might just be like, just joking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna propose. Nah, you not. Stop it.
Dead serious? No.
All right. Well, okay. I get that. So how do you feel? Okay, so you want to propose. Do you care about helping with planning the wedding?
Define planning the wedding.
Okay. So, like, because I don't know if, like, dominance even falls over into this category. Because I don't know if you guys feel like this is a moment where a guy should step up and be a part of the wedding planning. So, wedding planning is, like, so picking out flowers, picking out the cake, caterers. Of course, probably not going to be there for the wedding dress. Some people do that. Picking out the venue. You might have a wedding planner. 9 times out of 10, you will. So you'd be meeting with the wedding planner, picking out colors, themes, napkins, like decor, all of that type of stuff. Guest list. That's important. Y'all have to do that together.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a part of the guest list.
Do that together.
If she wants me to be a part of it, then yeah, I will. But I don't really care besides the venue and who there. That's probably what I would care about.
Okay.
In the menu. The menu, the guest list, and the venue. That's the biggest thing. I will, like, I'll be like, I gotta be a part of this. But everything else.
Cake tasting?
Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate cake.
Yeah, but there's other.
You.
But
I'm with you.
There's other types of cake.
Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. Red velvet.
No, there are, like, a lot of different types of
cake. I just want. Vanilla cake.
Yes. Pound cake, maybe?
Pound cake. Will I even be eating cake at that point?
Yes. Yes, you will.
Vegetarian cake?
I mean, they have vegan.
Yeah, but vanilla cake. Just vanilla with, like, you can make me my own little cake. I don't even need a big tower. Just give me a little personal.
Because you're not even, because most of the time, especially at an event like that event, your birthday, like 90% of the cake, you ain't even eating. Yeah. Everybody else is eating the cake.
Well, this is
you're just getting the first cut.
Let me just tell y'all what is supposed to happen. So you're supposed to have your cute little cake for show, and y'all get y'all, piece of that cake, and then you have a sheet cake that's in the back, and that's for everybody else. Mm. They cut the sheet cake.
Wait, so it's a real cake, right? Mm-hmm. The one that's for sure.
Yeah.
Nobody eat it.
You take that home with you.
And I'm going to eat a whole cake?
I mean, some people eat it for their, like, honeymoon and stuff. Like,
okay. I don't even eat leftovers. I'm going to do it a whole cake. It's two of us.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a whole tower cake home.
It don't have to be huge. You don't have to have a huge tower. And then some cakes, I be watching a lot of shows. So some cakes.
Just give me a two. It'd be just like give me fake, a slice or two.
But some cakes be having like fake layers in between. So it's just decorative. So it looks bigger, but it's actually maybe like a 2-tier cake. And that's all you're taking home.
Mm. Yeah, just give me a triangle. Yeah. I'll eat it with the people.
A triangle?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'll have your cake. I'll take your cake home.
Because that's what's going to happen at most people. You get this big cake, and, I mean, you're not eating most of it. Everybody else is eating. You may get your first little slice. And you're like, oh, that was real good. I wish I had another piece. Oh, look, everybody ate it already. Oh, I guess it's okay.
But that's why you have the sheet cake back.
I guess.
Listen, when I was working banquet bartending, I learned some things. Sheet cake is where it's at for all the guests, okay? Take that little cake home with you. You paid for it. You earned it. Take it.
Did I earn it?
You earned it.
Did I even want it? Mm-hmm. That's the real question.
Well, you can have other stuff. Some people have, like, dessert tables. Some people have, like
yeah, I want a bowl of fruit.
I ain't mean to look at you like that.
I respect it. So
nice
would you like
an assortment?
So you want a fruit cake? That's another cake.
A bowl of fruit. Give me a bowl of fruit. Fruits and berries. Give me some strawberries, grapes, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries.
Just a bowl of
fruit. Mm-mm. Some kiwi. You throw some tangerines in there.
I knew he was going to go tangerine. I just knew he was going to say it, too.
Not a Clementine.
Not a Clementine. Nah, he wanted the whole, the bigger one. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Pause.
Wait, what just happened?
I have no clue, so I'm, all
right. Oh, that's funny.
22 minutes.
Oh, nice. It's still going.
It's still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, all right.
Yeah, a bowl of fruit.
No, I don't like that idea. We're going to get you a cake.
Bowl of fruit. Oh, yeah, the sheet cake for everybody else. My wife, she may want a cake. She can have a cake if she want a cake. I probably won't. I just want my triangle and my bowl of fruit.
He's a very simple man. He just want his triangle and a bowl of fruit. That's all it is. It's crazy.
So what you want?
Me?
Now I gotta ask questions.
It would be some. Pound cake would be ideal. I want enough so that like I can have more than one slice. Because if I have one slice and it's banging, so, I'm gonna be so upset.
So
if I
Hannah's
had,
pound cake.
Oh yeah, it would be perfect. Just like you can get a 2-tier of Nana's pound cake, and that would be
personal pick.
What?
Personal 2-tier cake.
Get, come
It'll
on.
Just be right Everybody at our
else.
Table.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody else. Oh, the food is great. I know. I'm just here for this. This one piece. That's all. That's all I need. Just give me this one cake, and I'm cool.
So, what parts of wedding planning do you want to feel a part of?
To be completely honest, I wasn't thinking about. I don't. When it comes to weddings, the marriage portion of it. It stops after
I do.
Not even I do. Before it even, it's like the part that I think about is the proposal portion. Everything else, whatever happens, kind of happens. But that's the part that I most of the time that I think about the actual and of course like actually being married, the wedding. Haven't even gotten there yet.
What is that?
Yeah, like I'm just
throw
like
the whole wedding away.
I don't even just that's the because that's mostly where I think as, for most guys it's like. They talk about the you being married, and then they talk about the proposal. It's not. It's never like, oh yeah, about this. They're like, oh how great the venue was gonna be. How do we need balloons here? I don't pay attention to none of that.
Really?
None of it.
I just want to know where it's gonna be at.
Is it
just so I could calculate? Okay, where it's gonna be at. Everything else in between, I don't really care about.
You don't care about the colors?
I mean,
I'm gonna wear something nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the best dressed. It don't matter.
I'm look good.
Y'all gotta be coordinated.
Yeah, me and my groomsmen gonna be like, all right, y'all can wear what color y'all wanna wear. I'll probably be like, what color y'all wanna wear? Actually, it depends on what color y'all wearing. Ain't it supposed to match?
Yeah.
So
you don't wanna tell
So y'all
pick
let
that.
Me know what color y'all wearing, and I'll be like, okay, so this will look good with this color. Hey y'all, we wearing this color.
Yeah, as long as you ain't wearing like doo doo brown and nothing crazy. Doo doo brown.
That's
like you know
that's
what I'm saying. Or like mucus green or nothing crazy. Like I'm cool. Like
yeah, it's gonna be that.
Those disgusting colors and mucus green. Like
the two colors together.
Nah, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying. I mean, I can get a suit that worked with it, but I'm just not.
I'm gonna make sure it's like shiny, so like the mucusy feeling really.
Sinks in.
It'll be nice.
It's lovely.
So, circling back to the topic, this is an example where the woman, in most cases, will take the dominant role.
But is this really... All right, so can we define dominance?
We can.
Let's do our Googles.
Yeah, because
I'm with it.
Let's see what Webster talking about.
Because, I mean... I guess it's different. Well, I guess it means all the same thing. But within a relationship, it's different. Cause, I mean, if you're talking about like sexually, dominance
is a different
totally
thing.
Different.
But I mean, I think some people will be thinking that there has to be a dominant, dominant and a submissive role. And I think a lot of people assume that the guy has to be the person that's the dominant role in every scenario. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no! I just started to yawn and I realized we were recording. So I was trying.
My bad. I thought I cut you off.
No, I was trying to reel it in.
Got you, but I just think some people think they assume that there's a dominant role, and like, I don't feel like you should assume that somebody should be like you shouldn't. Yeah, because like you're not the.
But I feel like that's part of like what we were taught, right? Like, as far as growing up and stuff like that, we were taught that some people are, the man is supposed to lead. And, like, yes, most people want that. I mean, I want that for the most part. But, like, you not about to ruin my life.
Yeah, the man is like, supposed to lead, but the woman can lead as well.
Right.
But the woman has to trust the man enough to allow him to lead.
And the man has to do the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that goes back to even just knowing who you're dating. Is like, because if you're terrible with money, I don't want you to lead with paying the bills. Like, if I know you be late on all your bills, all right, I'm going to step up. That's going to be, you know, but if
the man knows that the woman is amazing at planning, go ahead, do your thing with the wedding. This is for you more than it is for me.
Absolutely.
I don't even care if these people really know if I'm married or not. Well, I mean, I care, but I don't care to show it off like a grand, okay, we're going to be here, y'all could come, we doing this, this, and this, we're going to cut the cake, you take it to the courthouse and honeymoon it out, and we married.
This is my first time ever talking to you about, like, weddings, so if you guys don't know, this is my brother, and this is my boyfriend, so I've never had this conversation with you, so, like, I'm just very intrigued at this point to hear about your, I guess, wedding ideas.
I don't care about
ideas.
The wedding extravaganza.
Yeah, because, I mean, in essence, the wedding isn't really for you.
It's for the
people.
Bride and
the
people.
Yeah, like, literally. But
sometimes it's not even for the bride. Sometimes it's just for the people.
Yeah.
So why do they have weddings?
If it's not for them?
Mm-hmm.
For the people. Like, sometimes it's literally just a thing where some people are just like, I don't really want to do this big thing. Like, let's take, I know some people who have had baby showers who didn't want baby showers, but they had a baby shower, but to appease like the mother-in-law or to appease like their friends and family, like I didn't want a graduation party. I wanted some money and I wanted to go on a trip, but I got some complaints because they wasn't invited to the graduation dinner, and I was like, all right, we just going to throw a quick party. That's why we just suddenly had this graduation party. So, like, that wasn't for me. I was running around the whole time. I was making people drinks and stuff like that. Like, that party was not for me. It was for people who complained. And some of them didn't even show up. But the people who showed up, it was a lot of people there.
It was.
It was mad fun. Like, so, it's sometimes like that. Sometimes the wedding, it's like, I want to have the wedding, or at least have the reception so that I can get gifts, because marriage can be expensive. Like, I mean, not marriage, but like,
The wedding is almost always
but
expensive.
Even if you're moving into a new home after the wedding, or sometimes people like pay for the honeymoon for you, or this might be the money that you get at the wedding is what you use as spending money on the honeymoon, so you don't have to spend none of your actual money. Like, it's just stuff like that. So same thing with a baby shower. You might just have it so you can have people buy you diapers and stuff like that, because that stuff is expensive. Like,
yeah. But having it just so that people can be happy, that's stupid. To me, that's stupid. Because it's like you not, whether it's you not having the baby, you not having the baby, so why, like, it's not, whether it's the baby, whether it's what, it's like, yo, you not trying, you don't, this, if this is just to show everybody, then it's like, I'm gonna do it exactly how I would want to do it, like, forget, like, if it's really just about, all right, this is, I'm just trying to display my baby, like, that I'm pregnant, bro, no, you not having a baby, like, you,
you know, yeah, but sometimes it's good to get them gifts, you know.
I mean, that's different. That's gifts.
They be coming in clutch. You know, strollers, some people give cribs.
Multiple strollers.
And, like, they be car seats and stuff like that. Like,
that's understandable. Okay. But, like, just doing it for the sake of, like, appeasing people, that sounds crazy to me.
I mean, it is crazy, but it happens. I mean, I did it with my graduation party, but I liked having it once I had it, but it was just like, the reason behind having it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I felt bad, you know, because I'm like, dang, you are my friend. And I didn't make the guest list for dinner, okay? I just showed up. I graduated. I drove here. That was it. Mm-hmm. Like, so, Mm. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's actually, I mean, it's kind of interesting. That actually kind of segues into one of the other topics. Just like in terms of like how, like you doing stuff, not even for you, but just for the sake of other people. Like what's the, especially if like, if you get no enjoyment out of doing it, like what's the point in like making other people feel good if you don't feel good in that moment?
Because making other people feel good makes me feel good.
Does it always, though?
I mean, not always, but, like, I enjoy giving people gifts, and, like, I like to make people smile, like, but I think sometimes, a lot of times it is at the expense of me, but I would rather see you smile than...
Then I
don't know, maybe you smile? Like, I don't know if it distracted me from, well, not the graduation party, but, like, I don't know, sometimes it just distracts me from whatever I'm going through, so I'm just like, you know, I'll just do this for this person and go out of my way for them so I don't have to worry about my own issues. Or if it is a thing of, like, we talked about earlier, like, I wasn't really taught, I mean, like, I don't, what did I say? I said, I wasn't really taught how to put, like, myself first. Like, I was taught to, you know, care about other people. Oh, this is what I said. I was saying that, basically, I had a thought.
I'm going to need you to get your train of thought together.
It was moving, and then it just, whew, okay. So, basically, I learned that, or I had the realization that a lot of things that I care about, I don't take as seriously as what other people care about. Just because, and this isn't like, a knock to, how I was raised or anything like that, but it was like, I was raised a lot of times to put other people first and what they care about first. Right, I wasn't taught how to put my all into what I'm doing, right? So if you care about me having a job or doing things this certain way, I care about that because you care about it. But the things that I actually care about, like my music or my businesses or whatever, they kind of get pushed to the back burner because now I'm trying to help you feel better about whatever I'm doing. And I'm becoming miserable because I'm trying to help you feel better. And I'm doing stuff that I don't care about.
Right. Do you feel like that's partially, and then just, again, kind of staying in the same lines, do you feel like that was also, like, is that also part of you being a woman? Like, how society forces you to kind of, like, put, like, again, the dominant submissive role kind of thing where it's like, all right, you have to take care of another person all the time. Like, that kind of thing. Or do you feel like it has nothing to do with gender at all? Or do you, like, just kind of...
I mean, I think being a woman partially has something to do with it, just because, like, and I had asked my mom this question, now, I mean, like, I don't have any kids, but I had asked her one day, I was just like, wow, you know, because I said mom, and she answered, and I was like, you know your name is mom, right? And she was like, I mean, yeah, and I was like, so, like, one day you weren't mom. You were just your name, and then suddenly you were mom, and I was like, "How
like
did you?"
A nickname.
Yeah, I was like, it's literally one of your names, like it's one of your nicknames. I was like, "How did you feel when you were suddenly mom?" Because it's like this was right before we were moving too, so I was asking, like, I was talking to her, and I was like, you know, now you were really gonna have an empty nest, so how do you feel? Like, now relearning, like, being you outside of being a mom. And it's like, once you have kids, or even before that, sometimes a lot of women are taking care of their siblings. So I watched my mom and I watched my grandmothers take care of other people. I didn't watch them take care of themselves. So it's not something that I learned naturally. I think part of it is like society putting that task on. You know, you have, as the wife, as the mother, as the woman of the family, you are tasked with taking care of any and everything. A part of it is personal, though. Because it's like, I don't know, like, I do like making other people happy, and I don't know, like, I could be more selfish. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, I guess I wasn't taught to be more selfish, but also, I didn't allow myself to be more selfish. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, I still could have been like, nah, I seen this, so I want to go the opposite way. I mm-hmm. still chose to be like, no, you know, that's what they were doing. Like, how they took care of me, I'm going to take care of them, I'm going to take care of this right. person, blah, blah, blah. And...
But, like, why is it even considered selfish to take care of yourself? Like, that doesn't... Like, really understanding, like... Again, I mean, maybe it's because we put a negative, like, spin on what it means to be, like, what selfish is. But, like, why is it selfish for you to take care of yourself? Like, what is selfish about that? Because, like, a lot of the times, again, we will take care of each... Like, take care of everybody else and then be like... Like, I know I don't feel great. Like, in whatever moment it is, like, I don't really feel that great. But I'm an eight. As long as you good, I'm good. And it's like, what do we get from that? Like, that nothing at all, right? So, like, I don't get what's wrong with being, like, selfish in that regard. And then two, like why does it feel like something that's okay? Like, why isn't it something that we kind of like have fixed earlier? I guess
I don't know. People be trying to make other people feel bad for not giving them what they want or their way. Yes. I don't really think there's nothing wrong with being selfish. That's like if I have food and you have food, and you're like, oh, let me try that. I'm like, no. Oh, why you always gotta be selfish? Mm-hmm. You have a plate of food. I have a plate of food. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy my food. If I have some left over, sure, you could taste something, mm-hmm. but this is my food. I want to be full. I want to be content and like, okay, I don't even want this. Now it's my choice. Okay, I could give this away. I could save mm-hmm. it for later, but at the end of the day, this is mine. So what I want to do with it, it's okay. Like, people be just trying to make people feel bad because they can't get their way.
I agree with that, but also like even just going back to what you said about taking care of everybody else first, like I was hungry after I cooked and I made y'all plates first, but it wasn't because I wanted y'all to be okay. It was because I was trying to also clean up the kitchen and make sure y'all, I was trying to make sure y'all were good. Yeah. It's just habit now. Like, I mean... I'm like, I'm going to try and, like, clean up a little bit, make sure y'all got y'all stuff. You were trying to work on the audio. You were working on business plan stuff. So I'm like, well, they not about to get up and make their plates. Let me just go ahead and do this so I can clean up real quick and be done in the kitchen. Mm. So, like, yeah, it's a problem.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we all got that problem. Yeah, I think we all do. And I think it's, like, it's a thing where... Once you notice it, it's like, yo, I don't... And one of the things, biggest thing I learned about is, like, you just have to, again, include yourself. We talked about this earlier. Include yourself in the people that you're taking care of. Like, there's no point in... It's like, if everybody... If you're taking care of this amount of people and it's like, and you're not included in it, it's like, what are you really doing? Because it's like, everybody else is... We always talk about the, I can't pour from an empty cup, I can't... Over, like all of that stuff, but it's like if you're not making sure yourself like you're good before you help anybody else, you're not gonna be any good. It's like the whole airplane thing. Yeah, when the thing comes down, it's like I remember I watched the episode of the King of Queens, and I remember the mask came down, and I remember seeing Doug, and he grabbed the mask so fast, and then like it was like him and his wife got into a whole argument because it was like. He's like, then you didn't even check if I was okay. He was like, well, you know, I'm supposed to, you know. See, but, he'd be like,
I'm trying to feel guilty. I'm just following the instructions here.
But it was just, I mean, granted, he was like OD with it. He was just like, he was wilding with it. But that's really what it is. It's like, yo, I can't, like, how am I supposed to make sure you breathing if I'm not breathing? Like, how does that even work?
And we do that so often. I think that it's weird. It's weird that we do it, and I mean, I do it too, but I think it also kind of goes with the, and this is like totally changing subject, but still connected, is I feel like it goes into how our society has glamorized and romanticized the idea of overworking. So it's like when, I guess normally or typically, we're supposed to have that energy to even be able to check on other people. We're overworking ourselves, so then we drain ourselves, we're tired, and then we're still trying to do the thing of taking care of other people. And it's like, in those moments, we need to be more self-centered, but then, like you said, when you have that guilt factor of, oh, dang, I didn't call this person in a little while, mm-hmm. I need to check on them, even though I do not feel like talking to anyone mm-hmm. because I'm so drained, you know what? I'm going to suck it up, and I'm going to just call them. I'm going to give them the last little bit of my energy.
And then you call and be like, you know what? I shouldn't even call. Exactly. I didn't call for this. I called to make sure you was good. I didn't need no speech. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. You alive and breathing and well. And mm-hmm. That's it. This wasn't supposed to be no 45-minute, hour venting session. Mm-hmm. You good? Bet.
But also then people don't see it like that either, because they don't realize you're that tired or that drained because mm-hmm. you reached out to them, and they're like, and you try to, well, for me, I'm a have the energy for you, unless I don't. If I don't have mm-hmm. it, I just really don't have it. But like for the most part, I'm a, you know, try to have the energy for you so that, like, you know, you don't feel how I feel, right? Mm. Or if I'm giving forth the last little bit of energy that I have for the day, you're literally seeing, like, you know how kids have, like, mad energy when they eat too much sugar and then they crash? You're seeing the energy right before the crash. So you're like, oh, they're good, you know, we can talk for hours. Like, listen, actually,
I'm not here to talk for hours.
My car ride just ended. So I'm gonna hang up because I'm going in the house now. This is where our ride stops.
And yo, it's crazy because, like, something I learned was that you don't get an award for suffering in silence. Like, nobody's gonna come up to you and be like, "Hey, yo, I seen you suffering in silence, my guy. Here you go.
You earned it."
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's coming because nobody knows. Like, that's the thing. Like, nobody knows it. Like, exactly how you feel or what you're going through unless you tell them. And I think we kind of...
But then people don't really care either. Like you give your all for people for them not to even care. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, make it make sense.
Yeah, I think we kind of get caught up assuming people are going to be as kind, as, like, loving, as, like, as giving as we are. So it's like, dang, so the moment that they don't reciprocate that same level, it's like, yo, I thought I was doing mad stuff for you. Like, what right, you is like, you know what I'm saying?
Charge it to the game and be selective of who you give your energy and time to.
Yeah,
and it's all it is.
Say that again for people in the back.
Don't even know what I just said.
Straight off the top.
Well, yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I think I've struggled with that. Like, I'm selective about who I give my energy and my time to, but the people that, the people that I actually give my energy and time to, a lot of times, even when I should pull back, I'll give them a lot of energy and a lot of time. So, like, in just moving out here, I've been working on boundaries and, like, figuring out how to make sure, like, all right.
But moving away, it helps.
I see.
It helps.
I see. It does. Because I can do a hard stop. I don't have to be like, oh, you're still in the living room. I'm going to go take this nap. But when I wake up, we can talk some more.
You already on your way? Nah, I ain't expect to see you today.
Oh, you got a key to the house? Okay. All right. I'm going to talk to you after this nap. Oh, like,
you outside? Hey, oh, we not even related.
So, like, yeah. It just, or even just like people being in town and you trying to, like,
I've been stopped that. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I haven't done it here, but I mean, like, when I was back home,
yeah, like every time I went home, I used to try and see everybody, like, fit everybody into this little time that I have. And it's like, because now I gotta go to Delaware, whatever happens in Delaware, Jersey, whatever happens in Jersey happens in Jersey, might end up going to New York for some strange reason. It just depends on who I'm with. Might end up in Philly or Maryland for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all trying to go to the beach?
Guess. Right. And might I'm gonna as well. Be
like, what we doing here? Like, we not doing nothing? Like, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I ain't see y'all in a minute. Let's go. Yeah.
Right. And then your vacation home isn't a vacation at all.
It's a work vacation.
You said you're not sleeping. You're not eating. You're like, yo, I came here to do one thing, and mm-hmm. I'm doing 30 things besides sleep. Like, how did I get here?
But when I was back home, that was like my everyday. Like, it felt like I was doing a lot of stuff, and it was just like, why am I not sleeping? Like, I'm home. Why am I going to see all these people? So, but I'm working on that now. Now that I moved, it's a little bit different. But yeah,
self care is a journey.
It definitely is. I've been trying to self care for a long time, but you know, the vibe refill has been helping with that. Shameless plug, but yeah, nah, definitely though. It actually has been helping because it's like a reminder for me, like doing the posts and all that stuff. It reminds me, oh yeah, I actually needed to hear this. Like, I actually needed to do this stuff and relax and stuff. So,
yeah, being in nature, it helped me. Like, just be there. Like, if I don't be, as long as I'm not on my phone, the first 30 minutes I wake up, I might check the time, turn off an alarm, but. Just leave my phone alone and just do whatever. Like, go outside, get some fresh air. Drink a bottle of water. As soon as you wake up, drink that bottle of water, get up, and then you'll have all the energy in the world to do whatever you need to do. Yeah, make sure you get a nap in, too. I just became a napper.
Naps.
Things be coming in clutch.
Like, shout out to naps.
I just took one before this. Had a quick little 10-minute power nap. I'm back at it. Now I could talk now. I'm actually fully awake now, you know. Voice getting loud, saying it with my chest. Now let me sit up, fix the posture.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm
sit
just...
up and fix the posture.
Because when sleep calls, you just got to answer. That's the best way
to... You're the first person to ever
I'm just saying, like, yo. Because here's the thing. When I get the best naps when I'm not supposed to sleep. Or when I'm sitting up and I'm just like kind of chilling and I just happen to fall asleep. If I try to plan my nap, it goes terribly 90% of the time.
Nah,
like,
I plan most of the time my naps be playing. If I'm home, my nap be playing most of the time. Like if it's before 5 o'clock, it's planned. Like, and if I take a nap on the couch, the best naps.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then like Nova be right here in the little cuff. Of my leg, I promise you. Like, I just lay down, she end up there, I be knocked out, wake up, we just be sleep. But then if it's after 5, it was an accident. Like, if I took it after 5, it wasn't planned.
But that's the thing, like, and if I'm falling asleep and I try to, like, if I try to catch myself and then, like, wake up, like, you know what, let me relocate, let me go to take a nap in a better place. And now I'm not, because now I get up and like, I'm not really,
it's over.
And I'm like, nah, I got to fall asleep right here. Because when I fall asleep right here, I'm in REM sleep. I wake up and I got the lines on me. I'm just, I look like I'm in a maze. Like, I'm like, yo, what's happening? That's when I be getting the best sleep.
If I wake up confused, all right, if I wake up confused from a nap, I hate it. Like, because I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's, I should never be that tired.
Mm-hmm.
I should never be that tired. And that mean my nap was cut short. If I wake up confused, I didn't finish sleeping. So.
Oh, wow. I nap all the time. I've always been napping. I'm an avid napper. I am the ambassador of napping. But I didn't... I used to plan, I plan my naps a lot more, but, like, ever since you started saying, like, when sleep calls, you gotta answer, I didn't get it at first, right? And then, I guess once we moved, for real, because that couch, like, was sleep call. Even if you don't pick up, it's coming for you. Yeah. Like, it'll be at the door.
Why are you fighting it? That's what it'd be like. I can't. Like, I fell asleep in the shower standing up.
Before. I fell asleep at work. Like, I'm sitting down. My eyes be working. I sit down. And I just, my eyes just start closing. And I'm just, like, sleep. Like, stuff happening. It's mad loud in there. But I'm just, like, sleep. People falling asleep standing up. Like, leaning up against something knocked out. And I'll be like, oh, that's tough. Like, yo, wake up. You good?
I just... I've fallen asleep at work, but it wasn't standing up. It was while I was sitting.
Yeah,
I
was sitting at the computer. But like, it's like, I don't even got nothing to hold my back up. I'm just sitting. Posture perfect. I'm just like,
That's crazy. That's different.
Yeah, I ain't do that before. That's real different.
That'd be on like the 3 hours of sleep days.
Sound crazy, but that's the thing they don't tell you about entrepreneurship. But you ain't about to sleep no time soon. Like,
but you gotta like pencil in them naps. They come in clutch. Yeah. Like,
but you gotta know when's the best time. Like, when your body's already feeling it. Like, I figured out right after breakfast. Like,
that's good.
Because the breakfast nap.
Ooh. Yeah, especially like you get up at a certain time. Get a nice little workout in. You could do this, and this. Mm-hmm. You hop in the shower. And then between like 11 and 1 o'clock, 11 is early. But by 2, yeah, that's a good, like between 11 and 2, so.
We used to do that in school. So we would get up at 6 a.m., go to the gym, go eat breakfast, go back to the room.
Like shower.
Shower. Nap, and then did we both have a 9 a.m. class?
I think so. Well, yeah. I know I had 9 a.m. At some point I had a 9 a.m.
Yeah, but. He had like a 9 a.m. I had like a 9:30. Like, we would be right back up for class. Those would be the best days. I would be so energized. My body would be hurting, but like, I would be mad energized and just like ready for my day. And then we would be in the studio till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Don't even make sense. College hours, I don't know what it is about college hours, but like, None of it makes sense with the rest of my life. Because, like, 8 a.m. in high school was totally different than 8 a.m. in college. And then 8 a.m. in college is totally different than 8 a.m. now. Like, 8 a.m. now, I'd be like, yo, I don't even... Like, this is, like...
It's 8 already? It's
late, yeah.
I'm like, yo, I was supposed to be up a couple hours ago. Like,
it just don't be making sense.
It's so late. Yeah, so at high school, I was... Yeah, by 8 o'clock, I was already in school. College... I was up at 5 because I had practice. So, and I had 8 o'clock classes. Yeah, freshman year, I had 8 o'clock classes. A couple of years. As the years went on, I ain't do morning classes. I ain't do late classes. I did middle of the day classes. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I get up, go to practice. I wasn't missing the shower at all. Like, I used to take, like, 3 showers a day. Gotta stay clean, hygiene. Remember, the ladies is watching. Hold on, smooth voice. The ladies is watching. And, I just want to let them know that I look good. I smell good. I'm an alpha male, but I have no problem with letting the woman lead.
That man is pulling up from the bank. Oh my god, pulling up from the logo. Like, I respect it. I ain't even mad at you.
Like a dating.
I don't even know where I was going with this story.
It didn't even sound like a Tinder one or nothing. Like, it sounded like a news
speed dating,
like the old newspaper ads. That's what you just sounded like. I like long walks in the park.
I do like long walks in the park. I like beach. I love water. Feet in the sand, wind through my hair. You know, sunset. Drop the top, 2 miles per hour, so everybody sees us. Don't. My accent, 2 miles per hour.
And if y'all are listening, he's serious.
So serious.
You know, I'm a Libra moon. I got Libra moon. I should look.
You should definitely look it up.
I was about to say, that would be crazy. I think I do.
If you did, just off the, I thought, just guessing, like, that would be hilarious.
Let's see, hold Libra moon. I do have a Libra moon, mostly Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. I am a Sagittarius. We could be Sagittarii together. Oh,
man. What? How much do y'all believe in horoscopes? Like, how much of it do you kind of, like, how much of it do you, I guess, live by or not live by?
Yep, I have a Libra moon, Sagittarius sun, Sagittarius Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Come talk to me. Yeah. But I don't know what half the stuff mean. Mm-hmm. I know, I've been talking to y'all earlier about numbers, like numbers don't lie, has a new meaning in my life now. Because numbers don't lie. Like, the numbers that you keep seeing, they go exactly with whatever is going on. Mm.
That's interesting. I mean, I don't doubt that. I just don't. I guess maybe I haven't just focused on, I haven't put as much energy into it. Because most of the time, during the day, I'm not paying attention to, like, the time as much. I'm not paying attention to the numbers as much as I'm paying attention to the time of day. Mm-hmm. So it's just, oh, snap, all right, I see what time it is. Yeah. I'm thinking about, like, that time.
But I don't even be seeing it with just, like, the time. I be seeing it, like,
just in general places. Yeah.
Like, you used to be like that. No, like, college, you used to pay a lot more attention to the numbers and stuff that you would see.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I still see a lot of numbers. Like, now when I see it, when I'm just, whether I'm at work, I just go, oh, snap, I see a lot of 333s or nine, like triple nines or whatever. But, I never really knew what any of it meant. So I guess I just never paid attention to it other than when I was in college, when I was, like, looking at, oh, snap, every time I look at the clock, I'm seeing 47. Every time I'm looking here, I see 47. It's like, oh, this is weird. But I never put any real
meaning
behind it at the time.
Yeah.
Yesterday was my, like, it was like, wow. I kept seeing 9/17, and it basically meant it's time. Something's telling you that you need to be, like, it's time to be grateful for, I guess, whatever is going on right now. Mm. And I was like, yeah, that's deep. I just found, I looked it up this morning. And I was actually very grateful yesterday.
That's good.
That's good, like, stuff.
Everything
right there
that was going on. I was like, you know what? I love it here. Like, long walks in the park and
oh my gosh.
In case y'all forgot.
As far as astrology goes, I think there's some truth to it. Same thing. I don't know what half of it means. Like, I know, actually, I just found out the time I thought I was born was not the time I was born. So I know I'm a Capricorn, but I forgot the rest of the new chart that I have. But most of it was Capricorn anyways. The other chart, it was like Scorpio and other stuff. But it's mainly Capricorn.
More astrology, I found out that you gotta put you have to put everything together. Like,
all the variables.
Yeah, so it's the astrology, the numerology, life path.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it all together, then it's more accurate than just this one thing.
Because a lot of the stuff people be talking about, like, oh, you was born at this time. Oh, that means you're gonna be this. I was like, what does that mean for if it was two people born at the same time, same hospital, same whatever?
Right.
Like, excuse me, I don't even know what that was. but like, just like crazy burp in hell, whatever. But
unlucky.
I was like, I don't know what that was. Like, my breathing just beatboxing out here. But yeah, like, I don't know. I never understood, like, how people, I guess if when you're putting everything together, it makes sense. But, like, just, like, how you can, it always felt kind of limiting. Like, all right, you can assume you know somebody based off of stuff that you haven't even met them, right? And it's like, so how do you know how much of this is, like, them, like, left up to the stars or whatever versus, like, what they actually experienced? Because it's like, there's no guarantee that they're going to experience exactly what, whatever they're going to experience, or they're going to act the exact same way in the same scenario. So it's like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
I actually be feeling like all the signs are the same. Like, people be like, oh, you a Sagittarius? Oh, I don't like them. Like, all the signs the same to me.
Exactly.
Like, everybody is the same. Like, I mean, everybody just saying your sign don't. People be like, you a Libra? Not Libra. Pardon me. They'd be like, you a Leo? I'd be like, nah. Or they be like, you a Scorpio? Nah. Sagittarius.
Why you had to change your voice?
You had to get in character. Nah. You had to make it,
but
you
a, excuse me, my bad.
My bad. I just had to.
Nah. This is why they be like, nah, we don't like them Sagittarius.
Nah, they be like, why I'm a December Sag. Yeah, we different. December Sag is different. We different, yeah, you heard?
Can't say nothing. I'm a Pisces, man. People be hating us for no. People thank be hating. You know what I'm saying? Be hating us for no reason. I'd be like, I ain't even do nothing to you.
I'd be like, he's a March Pisces. Not a,
be like, okay. I was about to say, I thought he was a February Pisces.
I was like, yo, don't worry. I was be like, yo, what is? They be saying we too emotional. I'm like, bro, I really don't be caring enough to be caring. Like, I mean, I know how that sounds, but like, I care. But, like, not enough. Much. Yeah, not that much. Like, it just. But it,
yeah. I was going to say, that's the one thing I don't like. Like y'all said, like, when people try to predetermine or, you know, prejudge who I am just because I say I'm a Capricorn. Because it's like, you really don't know who I am. You trying to tell me I'm these things based off of.
What they tell you you are?
I be overworking or. Like, okay, so I've heard some true things, but I've also heard some things, like, it just be like, oh, you be mad all the time. Like, oh, like, nah, I'm just mad because, like, you getting on my nerves. Like, it's not because I'm mad all the time. I laugh a lot. My name is Giggles.
Hit the intro.
Just hilarious how you said that tough. My name is Giggles. You say that tough. Ain't no tough way to say my name is Giggles.
You can't.
What you mean?
You gotta say my name.
Laugh like that again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my God, bro.
Nah, but like they, people, you know, there's a disdain for Capricorn sometimes. They be like, we standoffish and stuff like that. And sometimes we can be, but. That's not all I am.
I am not my hair. I am not.
But I was gonna say, how do you feel about astrology and stuff like that? But you kind of.
I feel like if you believe it. If you believe it that strong, I feel like if you're looking for it, you'll find stuff that makes sense. And it's like, I mean, if it makes sense to you, that's cool. I just don't personally give it that much energy because it's like I just can't.
Like, it'd be hard for me to remember. Yeah, it'd be so much information. I start reading, I'd be like, you know what? I don't even feel like reading this much. I don't care that much. Like,
exactly.
When it's not about me, like, I'll be having to read the Capricorn stuff. If it's not about that, I'll be like,
if it's too many words, I'll be like, you know what, I'll figure it out when it's time.
But yeah, I do numbers make more sense to me than the horoscopes and astrology, just because of the. It's a lot to remember, and it's a lot to understand. And I feel like on the surface level, all right, cool. But like, if you tell me your birthday, I'm not gonna know your sign.
Yeah, I'm not. If you tell me your sign, I'm not gonna know your sign. Like, I don't know anything about your sign.
And I'm not. I'm also not gonna know your birthday. Like, if you tell, when's your birthday? Because I have no idea. Like, that means nothing to me. Please tell me a date. Unless you say you're a Capricorn, and I'd be like, January or December.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's the only thing I got. Like, but I know I used to be, like, really, really into numbers when I was younger. After I saw the Left Eye documentary. And, like, she was on her journey in Honduras and, like, talking about numbers and all that stuff and what all the numbers meant. So, like, I started doing, like, mad research on numbers when I was little. And then I was really excited about it. And I was like, you know what? mom and dad is probably going to think this is like witchcraft or something.
But a lot of people do. A lot right. of people do. Like that. Even with like seeing like people seeing number 666, and it's like some people thinking, I don't. When I was younger, I used to be like, oh, dang, that's like, oh, that's devil's number. Devil. Yeah, and it's like, beast. Now it's like, nah, I don't look at it that way. I just
found out what that actually means.
What, the mark of the beast?
No, 666, like actual, like seeing the number. Because, like, I would see the number frequently, and it would freak me out because I'm like, oh, it's the mark of the beast. Like, why am I seeing this? And then recently I learned that it's really just a sign that like you're thinking of negative things. It's a reminder to redirect your thoughts. So like once I understood that, I was like, okay. It wasn't like, oh, I got nervous and I got scared every time I saw it. Because it's not like I saw the number and then something bad happened. I would just happen to see it. Mm. And then it's like, so then when I would see it after finding out the meaning, it was like, okay, now I can kind of center myself and think about something else, right? Mm-hmm. And then now I don't see it as frequently anymore.
Yeah. In hindsight, you know, it's probably come from that movie. I cannot remember what the name of it was.
Sixth Sense.
It might have been a Sixth Sense, yeah, where they had like a little boy with it. Like, that's probably where a lot of people kind of got that vibe from, because it was like they were, and in movies in general, that's their go to. Is like, yeah. Like, all right, this number means this thing. So it's like that's probably on top of everything else where it feels like, oh, this is a bad thing, this is like a bad omen or whatever. Like, that's probably where most of us get it from.
But then it's like when you actually like look into it, because even if you like look into like the biblical meaning of things too, it starts to, it's like, oh, okay, I guess it just had like, I don't know, it's like it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not, it's like a lot of numbers. There's a lot of numbers in the Bible, and there's a lot of, like, meaning behind the numbers that are in the Bible and stuff like that. So it's, like, if you look at that, and then if you look at numbers in, like, numbers in spirituality, as well as just numbers in general, and just find it. I mean, numbers essentially are connected to spirituality, regardless, when you start doing your research. So, but you start realizing, like, it's a lot more, like, I don't know if I want to say like signs from God, like, or even like your, I don't want to say spirits talking to you, but like it's just signs, good signs. Like sometimes this might be your own energy trying to redirect itself and stuff like that. So yeah. It's just, but it all depends on what you're willing to give your energy to. So
yeah,
like,
put that your own energy. That was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I don't think any number is innately bad. Like, that, when you really think about it, it's like, the fact that six is the number, it's like, oh, well, I mean, God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Like, right. But seven is the lucky number and six isn't. So it's like, but it doesn't. To me, it's like, I don't think there's anything innately wrong with, like, numbers or, like, it's just about what you're looking for. So if you're looking for the bad in it, you'll find the bad in it. If you're looking for the good in it, you can find the good in it. So
it's about what you put your energy towards. Yeah.
What you focus on grows.
Exactly.
Stay with me, people.
What you focus on grows. But yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's all interesting, I feel like. Even same thing with like life paths and stuff like that, and I feel like it's all connected, like you were saying, but it's a lot of information for one person to try to take on and remember all of it. So it's like, pick what you want to put your energy into and go with that, or just decide not to put your energy into it because you might not want to.
Yep.
So
that was a good one.
Yeah, I feel like we can wrap it up on that note.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, like we said, like, share, and subscribe. Let us know what you think. Leave us reviews and all of that good stuff. But we will see you guys next time. And, yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, we out.
Yes, sir.